Good morning, Doug.
Hey, good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Now, for all the listeners out there, Doug, no, he does not suffer from hot flashes, right, Doug?
Hopefully not.
Or night sweats. Although you did have some sweating, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of where this dovetails. So I'm good about that. And I know you were having difficulty with sleep as well.
Yeah.
Or you have it at times.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got Doug on the line. And Doug is a patient of mine. And he has very graciously consented to share his experience. And so let's get right down to it. So Doug, how did you come to get your evaluation using nutrition response testing in the first place? I mean, how did that happen?
Well, basically, I was getting sick a lot. About every 3 weeks, I was coming down with some kind of a respiratory ailment, either a flu or cold.
Wow.
I was on my job. I seemed to be getting affected by all the chemicals that I was using. I was basically in an industrial setting, doing a lot of cleaning up of fuel products and a lot of alcohol-related based products. And for some reason, about an hour into working away cleaning things, I would start to get very faint, lightheaded. excuse me. And it almost like my whole body would start to shut down. My brain would go into a fog, and even my arms wouldn't even begin to move anymore. So I would kind of walk around like a zombie for a little while until the effects wore off and try to continue and do this again. And it just wasn't working out for me.
How long, Doug? I mean, you know, did this just happen like all of a sudden, or was this something that took place over a period of time?
It probably was a cumulative time span of about 6 to 9 months, something like that. It didn't start off to be so bad, but then when it started to become much more chronic, it was much more difficult to deal with.
Right, but there were earlier signs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were earlier signs. And of course...
And I've always...
Go ahead.
You know, since I was a child, I've always had a problem getting my immune system, you know, strong enough where I could thwart off most respiratory ailments of any kind. I was always the first one to get sick and the longest to get over it.
Aha! Kind of. Uh-huh. Aha, uh-huh. That's actually something that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So you started to experience this, and you heard about the nutrition response testing and myself. How?
Well, through my in-laws, they had found out about you and your program, and they had encouraged me to go in and get tested and to check out the program. And that's how it all kind of came about. We all kind of all did it as a family.
And that was really helpful, was it not?
It was, yes.
Yeah, because you've got the support, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Had you tried to use any other methods to address this? I mean, like, did you see any other type of practitioners, doctors, acupuncturists, chiropractors, osteopaths, homeopaths, whatever?
Yeah, I've kind of gone through the whole gamut of various doctors, including naturopaths and all that, and just none of them were able to really put the finger on, you know, what the underlying problems were.
And you were coming to them with the same type of symptoms,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So okay, so you came, you got evaluated. Was the evaluation painful?
No, it wasn't.
Was it unusual?
I've actually had a little background in a muscle response testing before, so it didn't seem that unusual to me.
Aha.
So I imagine that someone who hasn't gone through that, it's more of an unbelievable process. Like, how could that possibly work? And it does. And it's the best indicator of what your body's going through at any given moment.
So. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah, it sure does. So you came, you got evaluated, you had this sort of long litany of symptoms. Can you repeat them again just for those folks who may have just joined us?
I was basically had dealt with quite a bit of weight gain for about the last 20 years. That was just very difficult. I'd lose it, but it would come right back and rebound regardless of diet. I had a lot of inflammation in my joints over the last couple of years, probably due to diet and everything else that I was dealing with in my environment. Just basically didn't have any energy half the time, and just couldn't keep my my immune system going.
And you also, your immune system. And you also said that you would get night sweats too.
Not very often. Usually, I would get if I exerted myself during the day, I would just sweat profusely.
Okay, so that's what it was. Yeah, it was during. Yeah, it was just excessive sweating.
Right.
And any difficulties with your sleep, Wither?
Actually, not too much. I've done pretty good in that area now.
That's great. Now, I know your wife, Ellie, had some issues, and I don't know if she's available today.
Actually, she's not available
today. She's not available today. Well,
try to share what she goes through.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, maybe, did she give you permission to share what she was going through?
I think that would be fine.
Okay. Well, what was she going through as well? Because I know you came as a team.
Well, she was having problems with energy as well. And she was had low grade diabetic tendencies, which she was keeping control of by way of diet and exercise. But she wasn't really feeling, full vigor from all that. And she's just a very light sleeper, so she tends to sleep very hot sometimes, and it's hard for her to kind of find the right balance when she sleeps.
And she often complained of hot flashes too.
I don't think she really, I talked to her about that the other day, and I don't think she really had experienced very much in the way of hot flashes, even when she was, going through all the physical changes of being pregnant, a year ago and all that.
Right, right. So it was more about the fatigue and the diabetes and the sleep issues.
Right.
And then there's also my favorite, Miss Smiley.
Yes. Our daughter.
Your daughter, Marissa.
Right.
And talk about her, because she also has utilized nutrition response testing in a very positive way. Talk about her a little bit.
Well, we got her started very early in your program, Paul. She's always been, for the most part, a very happy baby, even from day one, but there were times when she just could get extra cranky. And usually that's an indication that there's something wrong with her, on a physical level as far as like what she's experiencing. So I think going through your testing program, we found that she had a bad reaction to soy products, and had a few organs that needed a little help along the way with some extra supplements, things of that nature, and that helped her. It perked her up and made her feel much more happier throughout the day, and she's just a ball of energy right now.
what were the additional symptoms she had? I mean, she did have some very specific symptoms, which...
Well, she was spitting up probably more, and when she was just nursing, she was spitting up a lot more than probably the usual child does.
Like how often?
I would say basically probably a good third of what she took in, she would bring right back up within about 15 minutes of finishing nursing. So she wasn't digesting properly.
She wasn't holding her food down.
It wasn't her holding her food down, and that was there's nothing like running three loads of clothes every hour, trying to keep up on the infant clothes.
Well, yeah, that, but also the fact that want to make sure that that she was thriving, because if she's not getting her food and she can't keep it down, then that's a big issue. And of course, and you had tried to do some things about this before.
Actually, we didn't really have much opportunity to do much about it before we got in your program, so we just went directly to you and to figure out what was going on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's really exciting.
Exactly. So you got Marissa on the program right pretty much from day one.
So whole family, and what result, you mentioned a little bit, but what result for Marissa, the little one? I mean, we should say that Marissa is pretty young. How old?
Yeah, she just turned a year old on Christmas Day.
So you brought her to me at she was?
She was about, about 2.5 months old, I think, at the time.
2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
That was just amazing. And she's just a bubbly. Anytime I see her, it just tickles my heart. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
They really do. They really do make you smile, don't they?
They do.
So what result for Marissa at this point?
Well, I think she gets increased nutrition because she is able to keep all of her food down now. I think it was probably just phase that she was going through at the time. But I think what you did really helped her getting through that. I just think it's everything that she does, improved nutrition, probably strengthening of the immune system, and a mood leveler, you know, because we're not doing any kind of processed sugars or anything like that, not doing any, everything's all natural that we give her.
And so you've noticed that it actually changed her emotional state.
Yeah, she's much more constant,
right.
More happier throughout the day.
Right, right. Just with nutrition.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, just with nutrition. And from your knowledge, Ellie's, you know what result with Ellie?
Yep, she is. She stays much more stable and much happier throughout the day, even though she stays very busy with her schedule between what she does and Marissa. She's able to really maintain a good attitude throughout the whole day, upbeat and much more active and energetic.
And her blood sugars?
Blood sugars have all stayed within the mean, and she doesn't really have to work at it. It's just all natural now, and all of disciplines and sticking to the program. She checks from time to time, but she knows everything's right in the mean for her, so it works good.
And her sleep?
Her sleep, well, Marissa still is giving us problems sleeping through the night, but other than that, I think she sleeps well when she does sleep.
Cool, and that's changed as well.
Yes, uh-huh.
And let's get to, now that we've had that introduction, let's get to you. What result for you?
Well, for me, basically, you gave me the shining the light that I needed to get another job. I was just around all the wrong atmosphere. So getting away from real heavy industrial cleaning products, getting away or basically changing my diet completely by dropping pretty much all grains and rice. I don't do much in the way of milk products except cheese these days.
Mm-hmm.
I just been feeling so much better, starting to have a regular weight loss. Energy level is much more, it's a difference of night and day from what it was 3 months ago.
Oh, fabulous.
That's fabulous. I have to admit now, I don't seem to do, my immune system is getting much better. I don't seem to be fall victim to all of the respiratory stuff that flows through an office or through the home anymore. So for the most part, I'm immensely better in that area as well. So I'm just feeling so much better all the way around.
And this is a situation with your immune system that went back as far as your childhood.
Yes, and it's probably it's a combination of genes and diet and everything that we were experiencing for our lives.
Yeah, well, the genes, that's a funny thing. I'm glad you brought that up because genes are this big sort of overall umbrella that's hanging over, the excuse for poor health is the fact that we have, some genes of some sort. And the bottom line is genes are who and what we are. Everybody comes into this world, we're given a handful of genes. And some of those genes, when manifested, result in some uncomfortable things. But as it turns out, there is one factor amongst others, but one primary factor that is most important when it comes to the manifestation of genes. And that is, you can answer that question, Doug. Food.
Finding food out for you.
It's just food. Yeah. I mean, there's no way that your body is, so you have a genetic structure for, say, immune compromise. And you experienced that compromise throughout your childhood, throughout most of your adulthood until you got so sick, then you were fortunate enough to find somebody like me, as I was fortunate to find somebody like me, my mentor, Dr. Freddie Ulan, and all we did together, and we're still doing it, was to find the nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing, and bing bang boom, we're experiencing a quality of life that we haven't experienced in forever.
That's right.
So genes are not necessarily the hang up. They're what to know. Mm-hmm. But still the nutrition is the key, wouldn't you say?
Yep.
Hey Doug, would you hold please, because I've got a couple more questions for you. Would you mind?
Sure, not a problem.
Great.